There are quite a few ways to get around Jakarta via public transport. The trains there, which locals usually just call the commuter line, are quite similar to Japan, as they are clean, air-conditioned, and some even have women-only carriages. Plus, you can get around using an IC card, like a Suica. There are two types of buses, though, so it can get a little confusing. The rapid ones, run by TransJakarta, use dedicated bus lanes that should result in a quicker journey. But most of the time, these lanes are often taken up by regular car drivers. The other type of buses are the local ones. These are cheaper, but don't have a timetable or even set stops. Buses and trains aren't the only method of transportation. You can also get around on an ojek, which is a motorcycle taxi. There is no meter, so it's perfectly acceptable to haggle over the price with the driver. There are also microlets. These minivans can accommodate up to 10 people and are used as taxis. These are quite cheap, but usually don't have air conditioning, and can take quite a while to reach the destination, as they typically wait until they are full of passengers before they leave.